Jones, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Serena Abuljoud. On Friday, September 6, 26-year-old Turkish-American activist Ayşenur Ezgi Ege was shot and killed by an Israeli soldier during a protest against illegal Israeli settlements near the city of Nablus. Nablus governor Hassan Dahlas told Al Jazeera that an autopsy confirmed Ege was killed by a sniper bullet to the head. She died at a Nablus hospital due to her wounds. Dahlas also said that an official ceremony will be held in Nablus to commemorate Ege after her body is given to her family. Israeli forces said that its soldiers had discharged their firearms at a protester who was throwing rocks at them, and that they are currently probing into the killing of a foreign national. However, Ege's family called on the U.S. to conduct an independent investigation into her murder, saying that an Israeli inquiry is not enough. On Saturday, Israeli raids killed at least 61 Palestinians in Gaza. Three women and two children were killed in the east of the Nusayrat refugee camp in central Gaza due to Israeli shelling. Another Israeli airstrike targeted a school-turned-shelter for displaced Palestinians and killed at least three people in northern Gaza. The Israeli military said that the strike targeted Hamas members who were operating inside the school. In the last few months, Israel struck several schools in which displaced Palestinians were sheltering and claimed that their targets were Hamas fighters who had been hiding inside. According to the health ministry in Gaza, almost 41,000 Palestinians have been killed by Israel since October 7th, most of whom are women and children. On Sunday, 18 people in central Syria were killed by Israeli missiles and nearly 40 were injured. A military source told the Syrian Arab news agency that the attack came from northwestern Lebanese airspace and targeted several military sites. The source also stated that the Syrian air defense system intercepted some of the missiles. Two regional intelligence sources said that one of the sites that were struck was a military research center for chemical arms production located near the city of Masyaf. The Minister of Electricity, Mohammed Al-Zamel, said that the strike caused serious damage to water and electricity infrastructure and that most of the victims and wounded were civilians. Local news outlets also reported damage around the coastal city of Tartus. The Israeli military did not comment on its attacks at time of recording. For more, follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Hello, everyone. It is September 16th, 2024. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. I'm Maxwell, and the show is REVC. I've got a pretty fun episode. If you want the update on my life, start of episode, Maxwell Life Update. I'm tired. I'm taking so many classes. I woke up so early this morning just to start reading an Icelandic saga. Egil Saga, I think it's one of the most famous ones, but I'm just starting on my history of Icelandic sagas, you know. So everything's going perfectly. Right now we're listening to Joe, Mr. Oizo, and we're just going to keep it going with the fun. We're going to start off with a little bit of an electronic swing, not electro swing. That's a different, supremely amazing genre. I've had stuck in my head for maybe a month now, some junior senior, so we're going to have some fun. And then accessing the REVC vault. I need a soundboard so I can get like this vault sound effect where it's like the Disney vault, you know, and they were like, coming out of the Disney vault now on Blu-ray. I need like a vault sound, like, and then like the sound of it opening, and it's like REVC from the vault, something like that. Anyway, some Wood Hands, some Chemical Brothers, that's from the vault, some Stereo Lab, some Froggington, and of course we're listening to the new Magdalena Bay. If you're a CJLO avid listener, I'm sure you've heard already a lot of the new knitting, a lot of the new dresser. We're still listening to it. It's new CanCon and it's actually really good. So we're going to be listening to it. Beyond that, I mean, it's just going to be a pretty fun episode. So why not stick around and listen to the whole thing, you know? It would make me really happy and make yourself really happy. Anyway, I'll let this play out and then go into some Junior Senor. Won't stop the beat and go.
Are you into movies? Well, you're in luck. New student rates at your favorite independent cinemas are starting now. All films at Cinéma Beaubien Rosemont, Cinéma du Parc in the Plateau, and Cinéma Musée Downtown are $11 for students. Don't miss the best art house films from here and abroad. See you at the movies. Available now at the box office and online. Proof of student status required.
If you like served with a side of a little bit of and a heaping helping of then you're gonna love BVST, your best and worst of rock and roll, country, punk and metal, every Wednesday from 7 to 9 right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
I like how that ad says the best and worst of country and metal. It's really a roulette. BVST is really a roulette. Okay, anyway, you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM on the magical AM tuner, or you're tuned in across the World Wide Web at CJLO.com. I'm Maxwell. The show, it's REVC. Before the ad break, you heard the... Before the ad break, you heard Love is Everywhere by Magdalena Bay. Before that, Dancer by Woodhands. And then we started off the hour with Move Your Feet, Junior Senior. I don't know why I love that song. It's just got like the joy of life imbued within it. And I don't want to stop the beat. I can't stop the beat, and I won't stop the beat. And we're going to keep it going with what I almost accidentally said, The Boxer, some Chemical Brothers from the REVC archive.
I can't seem to pull it down. yes, they fucked it up, they died, they left him dead on a hillside. It's with a special kind of fire you put on all those stars and stripes.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM, or you're tuned in across the World Wide Web at CJLO.com. I'm Maxwell. You're listening to REVC. You just heard Maybelline by Frog off that 2023 album, Grog. That's a great one. I've been thoroughly enjoying it. Before that, the classique, Sitting by the Riverside, the Kinks off of one of their first tries at a concept. The Kinks are the Village Green Preservation Society. God Save All the Different Varieties. Before that, People Do It All the Time, Stereolab, from The Vault. And we're going to keep it going. I'm sure you guys have heard this knitting album. I'm sure. But here's my pick off it, Amy.
unable to perform some simple task. Trapped at the stage of analysis. Thoughts of the shortness of life may begin. Bouts of shortness of breath in your chest. Doubts about the worth of the night you got left. Crowding out all but fear and regret. You got storyline fever, storyline flu. It's filtering how everything looks to you. Don't you reckon it's affecting your attitude? Storyline fever got its hooks in you. Storyline fever got its hooks in you. In the wanton corner of a western state, where every other shopper is a basket case. Just realizing the horizon forms a frowning face. Hanging around those haunts at night, where half the clientele was part poltergeist. Grinding an axe against all that exists, minus their protected exceptions to it. You got storyline fever, storyline flu. Apparently impairing your point of view. It's making horseshit sound true to you. Now it's impacting how you're acting too. Now it's impacting how you're acting too.
That was, of course, just Storyline Fever, Purple Mountains. I'm Maxwell. The show is REVC, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. Before that, it was the new Dresser on their new album, Fuel. And then before that, Knitting, the new album, Some Kind of Heaven, that was Amy. We're just going to keep this thing rolling. We've got some ads, and then after that, the new Holly McLaughlin. You might remember I had her in the studio for an interview, episode 36. That's going to be on the quiz. New EP, we're going to listen to a song off it, Space Prophet Girl, after these ads.
The International Projection Mapping Festival, MAP MTL, returns for its 9th edition from September 24th to 28th. Don't miss their flagship event, the Digital Block Party, from September 26th to 28th at Skate Park Van Horn. On the program, mapping projections, electronic music performances with Shift Radio, food stalls, creative workshops, all in a neighborhood party atmosphere. Reserve your free tickets on mapmtl.com.
I say, what are you listening to there, old chap? Man, I'm listening to the Live Wire show on CGLO 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 9 till 10 in the morning.
I'm going to be very candid with you. I had a short, acute flash of recovered memory. It resembled plasmic energy. It had colors. It moved fast, collected, and then dispersed. Please take my word on it that I am not joking. This is very serious, a matter of importance.
pretty pets. My baby loves me and he loves me, yeah. I think we're perfect, yeah, we're perfect, yeah. My baby loves me and he loves me, yeah. My baby loves me and he loves me, yeah. My baby loves me and he loves me, yeah. My baby loves me and he loves me, yeah.
I wanna tell you all the millions you mean to me. I wouldn't
Everyone, that brings us to the end of our episode. This is Soporific Cell, that single off of a Lady on the Cusp, that off Montreal album that came out this year. This song is produced by someone who didn't produce the rest of the album, and don't tell Kevin Barnes, he's one of my favorites, but you can tell. I'm playing this one and not the others for a reason. Before that, it wouldn't be an REVC episode without some Stephen Merritt. It was The Death of Ferdinand de Saussure. Oh, my Magnetic Fields heads will surely know that one. And then before that, some other kind of new music. He Loves Me, Yeah, that Faye Webster album that came out. That thing is so good, and it just flew right out of my mind. And then before that, of course, Space Prophet Girl, Holly McLaughlin. All right, well, thank you for listening, everyone. Have a good week. This has been REVC.